Empath and Psychic Abilities, Three Books in One. The Path for Highly Sensitive People to Set Healthy Boundaries Without Guilt, Avoid Empathic Burnout, Unlock Your Inner Powers, and Thrive in an Overstimulating World. Written by S.C. Rouse. Narrated by Alicia Pendry and Sky Alley.
The Psychic Abilities of Being an Empath. A practical guide to setting boundaries without feeling guilty, protecting yourself, and increasing your self-esteem so you can take control back over your life. Written by S.C. Rouse. Narrated by Alicia Pendry. The Psychic Abilities of Being an Empath. A practical guide to setting boundaries without feeling guilty, protecting yourself, and increasing your self-esteem so you can take control back over your life. Written by S.C. Rouse. Narrated by Alicia Pendry. Introduction. Being an empath is a gift. Introduction. Being an empath is a gift, but empaths can feel overwhelmed by painful emotions. I found I could mitigate the pain with specific strategies, which I will share with you in this book. I learned that setting boundaries was vital to my personal and emotional development. By learning to protect myself without feeling guilty, I was able to grow into the person I am today. These days, I am a hypnotherapist, and it brings me joy to help people grow even when others try to bring them down. The knowledge I acquired changed my life, and I've devoted myself to spreading that wisdom because I know it can also help others change their lives as well. Being an empath can take a toll on your emotional well-being. You might wonder if your sensitivity to suffering is hiding your true potential. You might find yourself repeatedly emotionally abused by various people without knowing how to stop it, and with only the vaguest idea of why it happens. Perhaps you are even being physically ill-treated because of your empathy. Your present situation causes you pain, and it's because you are too sensitive. As a result, you go through life mired in anxiety, depression, and the feeling that you're not good enough. Even attempts to resolve your problems overwhelm you with negative energy, leaving you drained and irritable, and lamenting your inability to say no and cope with what you have undertaken to do. Nevertheless, you know that your empathic abilities are ultimately a gift, just as I do. You want to use them to their fullest potential, which means growing and healing from your traumas. Your attempts to solve your problems by yourself are evidence of your strong will, and there are ways to use that energy to move forward and hone your empathic skills. If you put in the effort without going beyond your limits, you may even be able to use your abilities to heal others. Before you commit to helping anyone else, however, you must help yourself. Imagine going through life without feeling constantly overwhelmed and feeling guilty for setting boundaries. The joy you will experience without this negative energy will speak for itself. More than just feeling better, you will make real progress in life. Unfettered by the restrictions of guilt and anxiety, you will feel motivated to achieve your goals. I will give you the tools to take these steps, and you will get the strength to heal your wounds and move forward. The tools mentioned consist of exercises and practices that describe methods for setting boundaries and healing from your traumas. You will also learn to use self-hypnosis together with your empathic gifts to heal yourself and others. You may not understand all these tools in the first few chapters. It is essential to understand empathy and its corresponding abilities first, but you will have the necessary tools to move onward when you do. When people like us struggle with the pitfalls of our empathic tendencies, we need someone who understands and is dedicated to solving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?